In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Last week was certainly an interesting week. Presidential elections always bring out a little controversy, but this one seems to have brought out more controversy than most. And some people were very happy on Wednesday. And some people were very sad or even fearful on Wednesday. And some people were just ambivalent about the whole thing after such a long campaign. But one thing I hope we can agree on is our gratitude to the veterans who, through the years, wrote a blank check to their nation so that we could continue to elect a president every 4 years. Or in the case of our British or New Zealand veterans we remember here today, that they fought in their own countries to preserve the democratic process that they observed. And we're grateful for that. However, in our gratitude, we must remember to hold our patriotism in perspective with a view to the kingdom of God. It's kind of tricky to preach on the gospel passage that we read today as we honor our veterans because it reminds us of our ultimate loyalty. Some of those who were listening to Jesus as he was preaching in the temple, we're talking about the beauty of the temple, the beauty of the stones and the adornments of the temple. And it must have been a truly amazing building because in records from the time, it was reported that travelers could see the sun reflecting off the gold and the white stone of the temple from miles away. It was the first thing that you could see as you approached Jerusalem. The foundation stones of the temple were larger than many houses in which we live today. The outer court of the temple could hold up to 400,000 people. And we thought First Energy Stadium was big. And there were times when the temple, the crowds in the temple even swelled very close to that 400,000 mark as people went to observe the national holidays. And the beauty of the temple was appropriate because it was considered the house of God. There was, however, a tension over the size and the beauty of the temple. Although it was supposed to be built solely for the glory of God, it was also designed to show the glory of Herod and his greatness. It wasn't just a religious symbol, it was also a national symbol for the people. When Jewish people thought about the temple, they thought about God, country, and matzah. They didn't have apple pie. When Jesus heard the conversation about the beauty of the temple, he said, "You see these stones? A day is coming when not one stone will be left on the other. All of it is going to be destroyed." Those who controlled the temple opposed Jesus. If they'd been faithful to the purpose of the temple, they would have welcomed Jesus and recognized his authority over the temple. If Israel was to be faithful as the people of God, they would have embraced Jesus as the one who could order their life as God's people. Because the temple authorities opposed Jesus, they opposed the God who was supposed to be honored in the temple. And if that was the case, then the destruction of the temple would be one sign of the vindication of Jesus. Well, naturally, the disciples wanted to know, when is all of this going to happen? What signs should we be looking for to tell us that it's about here? Then Jesus warned them not to be led astray by people who would say that the end was upon them. People who would say that they were speaking for Jesus and then they would ask them to join insurrections. They would bring news of conflicts and earthquakes. They would even point to signs in the sky in an attempt to get the followers of Jesus to follow the false prophets instead. Here Jesus was speaking about specific events that would take place in the lifetime of the disciples. If you read the history of Josephus of that time, there were several attempted insurrections between the resurrection of Jesus and the destruction of the temple. And those who joined in those insurrections were quickly killed by the Romans. There were famines and wars. And if the followers of Jesus paid attention to all of these things, they would have failed in their task to carry the gospel throughout their world. Although Jesus was speaking here of specific events that would take place in the lifetime of the disciples, I think there's an important message here for the church today. As I said at the beginning, last week was a very interesting week. My friends on social media seem to be fairly representative of the nation at large. In the days leading up to the election, my screen was filled with people saying that this is the most important election in our lifetime. Then the day after the election, there were those who seemed to suggest that the kingdom of God was finally here. And then there were those who seemed to suggest that this was a sign that God's wrath had finally been unleashed on the United States and maybe even on the whole world. Many of these conflicting posts came from my fellow Christians, some of whom are no longer friends with one another after this week. I went back to verse 9 of our gospel reading today, to the words of Jesus. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified. It's not that elections and politics don't matter. They do matter. But if we allow them to distract us from the mission of the church, we're going to be led astray. If we put our faith in a political system, we will be let down. If we allow ourselves to be divided by political allegiances, we allow ourselves to be co-opted by the systems of this world that oppose the kingdom of heaven. Jesus warned his disciples that these divisions were coming. Parents would betray their children because their children were followers of Jesus. People would betray their own friends because their friends were followers of Jesus. Jesus said that the most important thing for his disciples would be to remain faithful to him. Even when the whole world turned against the followers of Jesus, if they remained faithful to him, they would be saved. Although it's important for us to be engaged in this world, it's of the highest importance that we remember that our ultimate allegiance is to Jesus Christ and to his kingdom. He is the one who can keep you secure. The people sitting around you here today are your brothers and sisters in Christ. And we are bound together by the highest allegiance of all, our allegiance to our Lord Jesus Christ. And one day, all of the nations of the world will be cast down. They have to be, because there will be one Lord, one King over all the earth. When he comes again in power to reign as our King, there will be no more wars, because all will serve him. So don't be led astray by those who try to get you to follow an allegiance that's higher than your allegiance to Jesus. Most of all, do not be terrified when you watch the news. Do not be terrified by wars and rumors of wars and insurrections and demonstrations. Keep your focus on Jesus, and keep your focus on your part in the mission of his kingdom. And if you do that, by your endurance in faith in Him, you will save your souls. I share this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.